What happened up, my side? Lessons from the late Parsha's Truma. No Tetzaveh this year, just Truma as we get closer to Purim. We are about to be Mishnechles Adar Marim Mesimcha. And hopefully tonight's topic, which is the best investment of your life, we'll speak about something quite interesting. The pasuk starts by Daber Hashem el Moshe leimor Daber el bnei Yisrael v'chuli truma mi'eis kol ish asher idavenu libo tichu et trumasi. The most classic question asked on the second pasuk of this week's parasha is, of course, why does the pasuk say v'yichuli truma? Right? What, take for me, for God? What does that mean? Leave for what? Right? Take for me? What does that mean? The Medrash right away says, the Medrash Tanchum and also the Medrash Rabbah. Lama namar veichu v'lo v'itnu. Give. Take. Ba'al rame is fine. So the classic answer that's given is that the giver receives more than what he donated. Right? When you give staka, for example, you get a lot more out of it, even more than you think the person you're giving it to does. That's a classic answer, but I want to learn a little bit better. In fact, Rav David Feinstein writes in his called Dodi Perush on the Torah that even though we read these parshios of Truma Tetzaveh, right, and then we're going to repeat it again, and then we're going to have all of Vayikra, and we're going to say, but this doesn't apply to us. Mishkan, right? Beis HaMikdash. He says, no. He says it applies very much to our own lives today. Despite no mikdash, Hashem's presence is within all of us. Famous song, Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, right? There's a Mishkan inside of all of us. There's a Mishkan, each of our homes are a Mishkan. The Ramban, in his Hakdama to Parshas Truma, says so beautifully that the Mishkan was a reaction. It's interesting because we know the famous Machloikas about was it a reaction to the Chet HaEgel, but the Ramban says differently, it was a reaction to Har Sinai, to the experience of Har Sinai. Because the Har Sinai experience was a short-lived encounter, a short-lived experience. Har Sinai was a quick, but the Mishkan would transform this one-time experience to an ongoing experience. A continuation of Hasharas HaShechina. And therefore, Rav Shechter writes in his Sefer on the Parsha, we have the similarity of Luchas HaEdus, Mishkan HaEdus. The Sefer, Miyosh Surim, writes that there was a marked difference between the Mishkan and Har Sinai, and that Har Sinai was all God. It was all the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Klos and Brachim, the imagination that we could have of what Har Sinai looked like without watching any movies, was truly amazing. Kavod Hashem, it was all Hashem. Whereas the Mishkan was, as the Pasuk says, Yidavenu Libo. Everybody had to donate it. Rashi even comments, I think the Rashi and Shir Shirim writes about that Dafka was the gold and silver. Pasuk alludes to the Mishkan. The greatest of the greatest thing, but we would have to build it. We have to bring the Hasharas HaShechina to us. The difference, he writes, between Har Sinai, where Hashem brought the cover down, to the Mishkan, where we brought the cover to us. Meaning we had to bring the Shechina to us. It shows our desire to have Hashem as part of our lives. We built something in order for the Shechina to dwell in. A place for our own donations to mean something. A place where we proved our desire to have Him, to have the Shechina with us. It's interesting because in Rav Shechter's interpretation, he quotes the Rav. I believe the Rav said this in one of the drushas in Zichron Avi Mori, where he compares actually the Mishkan on another level to what we have today. Unfortunately, not exactly that. Yesuli Mikdash Pishachanti Besoichem said on many shuls, It's not exactly the Mishkan. He says there it's even a lower level where we're Ki'ilu inviting the Shechina to join us in the Beis Hashem. It's not nothing like the Mishkan. It's even a lower level than that. But we are, of course, all doing it ourselves and invite the Shechina to join us. The Rav says, similar to the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos Ribono Shom gave us every seventh day. Whereas Yontif, we declare Yontif. The moon is ours for us to declare the Yom Tov and to invite Kiviyachal Hashem to be with us. That's the concept. That's the idea. But the ultimate question is that, so what are we doing? Are we taking our external actions and making them reflect what our internal desires are? If you haven't heard this 25 times from me, so you haven't heard me speak a lot. The Chinuch's famous idea, Achil Puloso Nimshach Levavos, is exactly this idea. My external action should be hainuhach of what my internal desires are. The Rambam, Toichel Kabaroi, who am I? What am I? Do I really care about this donation? Am I doing it, as the Pasuk says, with my full heart? With my heart being motivated to do it, because I want to do it, not because I have to do it, I want to do it. Am I making this investment for me, really? It's for me, because I desire to be close to you, God. And that's something we have to ask every time the door knocks. Every time somebody jingles the coins in front of us. Am I giving the guy a shekel or a quarter to get him away from me? Am I hiding when the door knocks to make sure nobody's listening to know that I'm home? Do I tell my kid to answer the door and say, "Mom's not home, mom's not home, mom's not home"? Or do I say, "Baruch Hashem, this person came to my door. I desire to give tzedakah because it is my connection. It is what my internal desire is, and now externally I can do something with it. I can donate to a shul, to a yeshiva, to a... because that's who I am. That's what I am." And this doesn't just apply to the Mishkan. This really applies to life in itself, and to the actual mitzvahs that we do. Mitzvahs is the bond that we have with Hashem. It's this longing to be close to you, God. Unfortunately, in English, the word mitzvah is a commandment. And when we think of the word commandment, what do we think of? Our parents. Take out the garbage. Clean the table. Do this, do that. In general, I don't want to do it. I have to do it. My parents, what am I going to do? I have to do it. I have no choice. I believe it's Rav Hirsch who says the word mitzvah doesn't come from the word sav, to command. It comes from savata, to have a bond, to have a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I desire to imitate your ways, God. That's why I want to be on this level. I want to do this even if I might not be quote unquote feeling it, because it's really what my heart desires. Even if it's snowing outside, even if it's going to be raining tomorrow morning, and the Yetzer Hara tells us, you know, Hashem doesn't want you to daven now because it's so dark outside. He wants you to sleep a little bit more. Bubalo, you know you need your beauty sleep. No! You say that's not what my heart desires. I want to go downstairs and daven. It's our divine connection. It's our what should be our desires and our connection to Hashem. It's all about intention. It's all about our investment. Beichuli truma is, it's nidiv libo. This is my desire. This is what I want to do. Finally, I have an opportunity to donate the gold, the silver, all of my wealth. Not all of it to Hashem, right? The mitzvah stakah is 10, maybe 20%. That's it. But I'm able to give over. I could thank you. I could finally do something to make myself feel good. Not because the Rambam has this level of stuck of giving a person a job, but a very high level of stuck is when you give the guy money and what does he say to you? That's it? Did you see your house? Are you kidding me? What, that's not your car downstairs? That's it? And you're so mad. You just want to be like, get out of my house. Give me that $20 back. No, you say, Nitiv Lebo. Why? Because when the person, you give him the $20, or in our case, the one shekel, the five shekel, and he says to you, Shkoyach, toda rabba lacha, kol tuv lacha, bracha, v'yatzlacha, bracha. You feel like a million, you close the door, like, your dad's a tzaddik. Put it in the arts kova. Come on. You see what daddy just did? You see? What chinuch? I'll admit to you, sometimes I go a little bit extreme here in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes maybe some members of the household might scream at me when I invite the stucca guy in. And I say, oh, you want to sit down? You want to have something to drink? Have some cookies maybe? We have a special stucca guy that comes every month. So he always asks, should I bake anything? Yeah. So he said, you come Erev Shabbos. That's when you get the good stuff, you know? Not you guys, I'm saying the poor people. Okay, maybe you're a little poor. Fine, you can come Erev Shabbos. So it's so beautiful because I want my kids to see. No, we definitely both. I feel bad for this person. The Baruch Hashem gave me the opportunity, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to give stuck over. That's what I want to do. That's my intentions and my desires. The Chassam Sofer writes that that's exactly what Idaven Ulibo means. It's talking about what are my motives. Am I really doing it for my heart? You know, we have this famous concept that we force somebody sometimes to do a mitzvah. Famous is the eating of the chametz, forcing his wife to divorce, until he says, Ratza ani. What does that mean? You know? I'm sure we played this game. It's called mercy. Right? Right? You hurt somebody so much, like, mercy, okay, Ratza ani, okay, fine, I want it. That's not what it is. It's that he really does desire it. Inside of all of us, really, is to be a good person. Is to do the it's what we're good people. Elokai neshami tohori. You're created with a tower. All your neshama wants to do is good things. You're a good person. Everybody here is good people. But sometimes it's clouded. Our heart, internal desires sometimes have to come out and say, this is really who I am. There's a beautiful Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, maybe for the first time ever, I think I'll read it in Hebrew and in English. I saw the English first. I felt like there was a reason for that. And the Beis HaLevi says the following thing. Why does it say, V'dakdek ha-kasa v'yomar v'ichu li truma v'lo amar v'itnu li truma? Why doesn't it say, v'itnu li truma why v'ichu? D'ikr masha yesh lo la'adam? Bimono humasha no sein l'tzedaka. He says that is really who you are. Who you are is your tzedaka. For the only thing man truly possesses is the charity he gives. What a beautiful line. And he says, because the rest is nothing. The gam misha yeshlo mamon harbe ain hamamon shelo rak hamamon munach etzlo who domim mamish. He says it's similar. Lechaticha gedola habe shel tzukar. He says it's like the rest of our wealth is like a fly trapped in a box of sugar. Although the fly can eat as much sugar as he wishes. Is he considered wealthy? Well, look at that fly. Pshkoyach. Look what he has. Look how much sugar he has. Oh, he can't get out of there. He can eat as much as he wants. You're not going anywhere, my friend, Mr. Fly. Although the fly can eat as much as he wants, you consider him wealthy? After all, he's trapped. So the sugar is ultimately not to his disposal. Similarly, man's riches might be temporarily accessible to him. But he really possesses is what he gives to charity. That's his. That's what defines who he is. And he quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Aleph, Gabe Munvaz HaMelech. Munvaz the Melech. His rationale in donating his entire royal treasury, and says, the line, beautiful. He says, my ancestors stored their money for others. But I am storing it for myself. I'm giving it all away to tzedakah. That's exactly, those who contribute to the construction of the Mishkan, were doing it, were donating for themselves. Rechuli, they were doing it for themselves. Quotes the Gemara in Erevin as well. Im yesh lecha heitev lecha demasha noson tzedakah hu meitiv lo. It's good for him. Because that defines who really I am, what I am, who I am. And that, Rav Oisai, is the open-end investment. When I give my tzedakah, I'm investing in myself and who I am. It makes me feel good. A lot of people say, who have the great tzuchus of having a lot of money, they feel good about making a nice donation. Not because they're going to call them up and give them all the honor in the world and name a building for them or whatever it might be. We could discuss another time the halachic ramifications of that. To encourage others. That's not, the point is that it defines who I am. I'm a tzedakah guy. I'm sure you've seen I don't remember what movie it is, whatever. And there are two people walking, and a poor guy comes up to them and he says, Nunu, charity. And the guy gives him a dollar, the other guy pushes him. Get out of here, get a job. Two reactions to the same person. Same wealth level. It defines really who you are. It's the greatest investment. Right? It sounds strange. The greatest investment is giving your money away. What are you talking about? The greatest investment shows what am I? Who am I? There's a limit. The halacha gives a limit. You're not allowed to donate your whole, everything that you are. And this Rav Oisai, sorry to say, and to burst your bubble for a moment, I won't be here next week. So I wanted to just add a few moments about Purim, about Alein Latova, maybe the first person to speak about Purim. Maybe you'll hear a little bit more about my thoughts about Purim in another venue. I can't disclose the information just yet. But I am not a fan, I'm sorry to report, of inebriation on Purim, of getting drunk on Purim. Even though it's a mefarish mimer of Sfas. What am I talking about? It's an Arizal. It's quoted. Yom HaKippurim is Kippurim. It's not even on the level of Purim. What's the explanation, says Rav Moshe Shtervach? Because on Yom Kippur, we're fake. On Yom Kippur, we just fake it. Anybody can fast for 25 hours. Anybody could go to the front of the shul and go, Ah, Havina Bachenu! Yeah, sure. Okay, great. The Inuyim are all things that we don't normally do. I don't normally wear these all white clothes. I don't normally wear no leather shoes. I don't normally not eat and drink. We're Malachim. But that's not our state normally. Oh, but you know what your state normally is? State is who are you? Defining your external actions, a reflection of your internal desires. And he says that when a person gets drunk, you see your internal desires. Oh, are we going to see some bad internal desires on Purim day? Purim night is just the Rambam's holus. No reason to get drunk, no mitzvah, no nothing. But those that get drunk, we're going to see the holus. And on some, it will be amazing. We'll see their internal desires. It will be great. And therefore, I think that there's a heter for those that know who they are. But I think from the age of about 18, and it happens to be legal here in Israel to drink, before that is totally illegal and a violation of Mekuach Nefesh. But let's say it's legal. It is legal here. I'm not legal in accordance with the yeshiva, but legal nonetheless. So from about 18 to 20-something. Depends when you get married. I don't know, 25 at least, maybe even 30. Maybe for me, 40-something. You shouldn't get drunk, because you know already how you're going to react. You know what your reaction's going to be. But if you're on that level and you want to see, well, what? You're not going to know. Somebody will have to tell you tomorrow morning. They'll go, oh my God, this happens. You were mamish one with the Aron Kodesh. Davening, you were one with the Aron Kodesh. You were like the Kruvim there. I was grazing. So that's a special. There's a day of the year we get to see who internally you are. You don't care. That's the whole idea of the mask, right? So it sounds like a strange thing, and it's quite interesting to see. Just remember what I'm saying to you now, and you're going to laugh. We'll have a laugh together. Look at what some people dress up like. Maybe that's their internal desires or still what they look like. But the whole idea of mask is a day of masking. What are we really on the inside? The greatest investment we can make in our lives is to invest in our mitzvahs and to do it b'nedivah l'bo. Sometimes we spend so much time on the externals of the mitzvah. I have to do it this way, that way, da-da-da-da-da. The guy's telling over how I bought this esrog and then I returned it because I found a better esrog and da-da-da-da. And he's telling all the dukte mitzvah and then he gets to the mitzvah and he forgets even to make the bracha. You know, like, what's the point? Right? Right? You decide tchelus is your thing. Right? And you tchelus and you do it by yourself and you spend hours and hours and finally get this pair of tchelus for 400 shekel and you're so excited. Right? And you put it on the first day and you make the bracha quickly. What opportunity I have, right? Okay, those that think that it's tchelus, I'm saying, and they put it on, they make the bracha, they do the whole thing. You don't think about it. Wow. Dev libo, what's your libo? So, this I think is a very idea. The greatest investment in life is investing in ourselves, investing on bichuli. It's for me. If we thought that the mitzvahs are only for me, so that I can get closer to God, giving tzedakah is for me. Because that's the only thing that I'm going to be able to take with me. And Mr. Hashem, with that, we'll be zeicha to a real, true, amazing Purim. A true Misha Nechnas Adar will be the true simcha of our lives, knowing what we've accomplished and that our external actions reflect our internal desires.